Yeah, we'll talk some Vikings. Our guy Charge coming up in just a moment. Joe O, Sammy P. We are live on X this hour. Bet underscore sweats over on X. Find the link there. Bet underscore sweats. Sam, it is garbage day here, so I wanted to make sure I got a box out in front because I noticed that was not thrown out. So I went out there, and I've talked many times about the neighbor that blasts the entire Fleetwood Mac, the dance album, every single day for the entire neighborhood. And right now, he's changing things up. Tom Jones is blaring through the neighborhood right now. Come on, Tom Jones of everything. He must be feeling good on this Wednesday.
Do you have the Bet Sweat sticker slapped on the side of your garbage can yet? Because I need to do the same thing. Just slap it right there so every car that goes by can see it. I need a Bet Sweat sticker to just pow right on the garbage can, right on the side.
Good idea. Window decal. We got to get something going. The logo's cool. They work on it. Let's get the word of mouth out there. And let's get Paul Charchian in here. Very excited. That now you know it's football season. Charch is dropping by at Paul Charchian over on X Guillotine Leagues at FantasyLife.com. Charch, we made it, man. How you doing?
I want to know if anybody's going to blast Tom Jones, you got to take your underwear off and throw it at whatever's right. That's what you got to do. That's the tradition with Tom Jones throwing. Well, okay, hold on. I do have this right. It's Tom Jones. Okay.
I think so.
I have never Googled the phrase Tom Jones panties until just now. And yes, it is Tom Jones. That's the guy that everybody throws their underwear at. I'd like to think you did it, Joe.
Yeah, well, I'm just happy that he wasn't blaring Sex Bomb. It's the song that they played on Fresh Prince that Alfonso Ribeiro would dance to all the time. But yeah, man. Let's talk some fantasy. Let's talk some guillotine leagues, all that kind of stuff. Of the notes that you sent over, one that certainly stood out to me was a conversation we had on the show on Monday where we've been breaking down a team each day and we got to the Commanders and we had Michael Jenkins on.
Yeah.
And he brought up this guy that you have written down. You're like, this is the biggest preseason mover. We've got to go to that Commanders backfield. Explain.
And Jenks is great, by the way. Love him. Biggest preseason mover, Washington running back, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. He's moved up 66 spots in 2 weeks. That's and the rise was already happening. And then that trade for Brian Robinson kind of sealed the deal for him. And, you know, what we've seen is, you know, people are identifying opportunity. But at his new elevated high price, going off the board is running back 24. That's a lot for Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. I'm going to be the wet blanket on this. Everybody talking about how much they want to go get him and how good he's looked and this opportunity. And it is the opportunity's there, but in the preseason, he's looked just okay. I mean, he's a seventh round rookie. He's averaged 3.9 yards per carry so far. He has played zero snaps with the Commanders' first team offense. Almost all of his snaps have come with fourth-string quarterback Sam Hartman, who they cut yesterday. And the Commanders have Chris Rodriguez, a pretty good third-year back coming off of seasons in which, with very limited workload, he's averaged 4.8 and 4.9 yards per carry. I mean, that's pretty solid. And Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt bounced between colleges, put up good numbers for 1 year at New Mexico. Dane Brugler, when I was breaking down his rookie prospects, noted this, and it's very good. For Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, college career, he had 125 yards against Power 4 competition. That's it. So I'm the wet blanket on Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt. Mm-hmm. I hope he's great. I hope I'm wrong. But his draft price has gotten ridiculous on hype and buzz, and I'm out. I'm not paying his new price.
So I may or may not have helped the missus with her fantasy draft, and I told her to take Kroski-Merritt, I think, in the sixth round. And her response was, I don't know who that is. And I said, exactly, take him. But, Church, I was watching this draft. Hand on heart, I'm watching this draft. She picked second in a 10-person league. Pick number one, Ja'Marr Chase. Pick number two, she had two. She went Bijan Robinson. Pick three was Barkley. Pick four was Jalen Hurts.
Wow. Wow. That's probably a mistake. You probably could have got Jalen Hurts on the way back in the second round or maybe the third round. But hey, okay. Ooh. It illuminates this. Go get your guys. You know, would I have taken Jalen Hurts there? No, I think I'm a little more savvy. I would have known to wait. But at the end of the day, nothing worse than getting done with your draft. And all you've done is draft like the players who are listed at the top of the ESPN, you know, list of players. And you just keep pulling from the top and you get done and you're like, I don't even like these guys. Who are these players? This doesn't look like my team. Go get your guys at the end of the day. And if Jalen Hurts is going to make you happy and you're going to have more fun playing with him, then go get Jalen Hurts in the first round. It's okay. The most important thing is you get the guys that you want on your team.
I'm glad that was brought up because I want to ask about the quarterback position. It is something that every draft room, especially, you know, going on, there's a ton of drafts going on Labor Day weekend, but everybody has a strong opinion. And you've got those people that have their nose up in the air whenever the first quarterback goes, right? Because that's not what you're supposed to do. I wait until the very end. I mean, that's how I draft, but I don't typically ridicule people unless they're going in the first round. I understand that a little bit. What is your theory when it comes to drafting quarterbacks? Are there specific names that you constantly land on? Is there a range once 10 guys are gone? What is your overall plan of attack when it comes to this position?
You either pay for one of the four big name mobile quarterbacks that set you up in a position for explosive output like Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Jaden Daniels, Jalen Hurts. And that's the order I have them in. Either go get those four, and you got to pay late second round, third round, maybe into fourth round. So really third round is where those guys typically go. You got to pay to get them. Or you just punt that position for the next nine rounds, round 10, round 11, round 12, and the guy that I always try to get. And I've got him in half of my 20-ish fantasy league so far, Drake
Dak.
May. Oh, I'm really up on Drake May. Now, Dak's going to be good. He's going to throw a ton because they're not going to be able to run and they're going to be losing in most games. But here's why I love Drake May. This could be the best, most improved offense in football. Last year, Drake May was downright gallant playing behind the worst offensive line in football and the worst set of receivers in football. Now he's got Stephon Diggs to throw to. That's going to be a help. He's got the new first round pick. That they took with the fourth selection in the draft at his left tackle, Will Campbell. And Campbell looked awesome so far in the preseason. So I'm excited about some upgrades on the offensive line and just the overall offense being better with Travion Henderson. And Drake May runs. That guy's got some legit mobility. 500 rushing yards, 5 rushing touchdowns easily attainable for him. So when I'm punting that quarterback position into round 10, Drake May is the guy that I'm targeting at that stage.
I have whittled down my list to only two. I know you've done about 20 drafts this summer. I'm only in two leagues, and I haven't had any drafts yet. But I'm probably going to reach in one of those or both of them, if I can, to take Tet McMillan in Carolina. I don't know what it is. I just have this hunch that he's going to be that next 1,000-yard guy. Maybe 7-8 touchdowns. I'm big on him. And we usually see, Charge, going back to the Jamar Chase year, then Justin Jefferson, you usually have one of those guys that hits 1,000 yards and is a huge weapon for a young team that probably isn't good and probably throws the ball a ton. I am so high on Tet McMillan, it makes me uncomfortable.
Well, and the news that came down in the last hour, trading away Adam Thielen opens up a lot of volume for Tet McMillan, which maybe he would have had anyway. But remember, Thielen last year was great. The second half of the season when Bryce Young was cooking, it was largely with Adam Thielen. So this opens up some real opportunity in Carolina for Tet McMillan. And Sammy, this goes back to what you were saying earlier. Go get your guys. You know, you framed it up perfectly. I'm going to reach. You love the reach around. You're going to reach around on Tet McMillan to make sure you get your guys. You've always been a big reach around guy, Sammy. Yep. If you want Tet McMillan, you want to be sure you get him. Round 4 is the right spot. End of round 4, maybe beginning of round 5, Tet McMillan on your team.
With my underwear off, Joe. my underwear.
No, we don't need to
while
go
I draft McMillan
far.
To throw at Tom Jones. Did you like how we went full circle there?
Oh man,
I thought that was brilliant. There's something you
all is yes very very tight right now. He is very concerned right now. He's like, watch the dump button, Jake. Watch it.
Yeah, I know, right? We know we're all pros here. Paul knows that. Yes. You mentioned earlier husband wife leagues. I want to tell you about the best husband wife league I know of, and I encourage other people to do this. In the draft, so there are leagues where every team is a husband and wife combo, same team. But at the draft, they are separated into different rooms and they alternate picks at the draft. They can't talk to each other and they can't communicate with each other about who they should select. So husband makes a pick, wife makes a pick, totally separate, husband, wife. So that way, if one or the other is better at fantasy football, they can't influence each other and they can't talk during the draft. And I think that's the way to run your husband wife league right there.
So she got an A in her draft and was very excited.
Kiss of death.
I may have gotten lucky that night, Charge, when I helped her get an A in her fantasy draft. What is the stink hole? I see that you're putting questions about the stink hole in the rundown.
Yes.
What is a stink hole, and what do we do with this?
Here we go again.
It always comes back to this. The stink hole, every year there's a different stink hole where in the first round, there's usually a consensus number one guy, number two guy, number three guy, number four guy, but there isn't a consensus number five guy that could go anywhere. That's the stink hole. This year, the stink hole's way up at pick number two. Ja'Marr Chase going first in basically every league in America. And then there isn't an obvious consensus player at pick two. You could go six different directions. You could go Justin Jefferson. You could go CeeDee Lamb. You could go Bijan Robinson. You could go Ashton Jeanty, Jahmyr Gibbs, Christian McCaffrey. You got a lot of things you could do with that. Brock Bowers is in play in my world at pick number two. A lot of things you can do. And that kind of also makes it valueless. You could, if you've got pick two, trade back, go to pick five, go to pick six, and then get the earlier pick in the second round. That's a possibility. If I've got pick two in a standard league, I'm taking Bijan Robinson because I love how much they use him in the aerial game and at the stripe. Last year in Atlanta, new offensive coordinator Zach Robinson from plays inside the five, all year completed four passes, but ran the ball 27 times inside the five. That tells you that this team is going to keep running the ball at the goal line, and that gives me some sure touchdowns for Bijan Robinson.
Charge, before we run out of time, we got to get a thought on the Vikings. After a huge surprise last year, low win total, one of the lowest, and they shocked the world with the season they put together. We know the change at quarterback. Sam, it's come up just about every day about how high he is on Minnesota this year. Where are you at?
JJ's looked pretty good. He's got requisite arm strength for the job. He's got the best quarterback coach in the league, arguably. I mean, we can talk about Dave Canales in that conversation as well, but great quarterback opportunity. He turns left. There's Justin Jefferson. Looks to his right. There's Jordan Addison once he gets back from suspension. Now he's got Adam Thielen that'll be in the right place, catching all the balls that come to him. This is and TJ Hockenson. Aaron Jones out of the backfield. A much improved offensive line for Minnesota. I contend no first-year quarterback in the history of the league has been dropped into a better spot for success than J.J. McCarthy. Now, what's going to be different from Sam Darnold is this team's going to run the ball a lot more than they have the past 3 years under Kevin O'Connell. They beefed up these offensive line with run-blocking personnel, and they added Jordan Mason, who's going to get the short yardage carries. Jordan Mason is one of my favorite bets to lead the NFL in rushing touchdowns. He's sitting on 10, 12, 14 rushing touchdowns as a real possibility for Jordan Mason as the designated goal line back in a high-functioning offense. Then why do we care about designated goal line backs in high-functioning offenses? Here's why. Last year, your Your touchdown leader was James Cook. The previous year had two touchdowns. Then he blew up to 16 rushing and two receiving. Year before that, Raheem Mostert was your touchdown leader out of nowhere with 18 touchdowns. The year before that, it was Jamal Williams on the Lions. Designated goal line backs on good offenses give you a crack at it.
Oh, that's a great look. Love that. Paul Charchian, at Paul Charchian on X, Guillotine Leagues at FantasyLife.com. Thank you, Charch. Can't wait to talk throughout the season. More coming up. Joe O, Sammy P, BetSweats, the BetMGM Network.